This is Hassan, HASSA, Ansat, SAAD, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. Date of service November 29, 2012. Patient's name is Sofronia, S-O-P-H-R-O-N-I-A. Last name is Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Patient's date of birth is 07-15-1948. Primary care physician is Anthony Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, M-D. The address is 7633 Jefferson Street, number 340, Detroit, Michigan, 48204. Phone number is 313-822-9805. Fax number is 313-822-1030. Next is referring nephrologist, Dr. Goyle, G-O-Y-L-E. Address is 25779 Kelly Road. City is Roseville, R-O-S-E-V-I-L-L-E, Michigan, 48066. Phone number is 248-410-0434. Fax number is 586-777-6231. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Jenkins in our cardiology clinic today, who you know well is a very pleasant 54-year-old African-American lady with a past medical history significant for end-stage renal disease, which she is currently on dialysis for. Hypertension, congestive heart failure, anemia, anorexia. Patients in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up period. The next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient returns for test results that we administered since her last visit for her symptoms of syncope and palpitations. Last visit, the patient stated that she has been experiencing syncopal episodes from which she was admitted to the emergency department when she fainted during her dialysis session. Patient states that she has not experienced any syncopal episodes since her last visit. In addition, a patient stated that she has experienced episodes of palpitations. She has episodes of palpitations about one to two times per week, which lasts less than 1 minute, and are alleviated with rest. In addition, on today's visit, the patient denies any episodes of chest pain, shortness of breath, or dyspnea on exertion. The patient also denies any lower extremity edema or claudication. She denies any recent episodes of lightheadedness or dizziness. Next paragraph, past medical history. Number one, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Number two is bronchitis. Number three is hypertension. Number four is congestive heart failure. Number five is anemia. Number six is anorexia. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Graft to left forearm. Next number is C-section. Next number is tonsillectomy. Next number is fistula in the right forearm. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient has no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history, positive for hypertension. Next paragraph, social history, negative for tobacco use. Patient has an occasional martini. and she denies any use of illicit drugs. Next paragraph. Current medications. Number one, Coumadin, 5 milligrams once a day. Number two, Midodrine, Midodrin, 10 milligrams once a day. Number three, Nefrocaps. Number four, Fosrenol, Fosrenol, 1,000 milligrams QD. And number five is Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, 60 milligrams QD. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs on today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 131 over 92, pulse is 99, weight is 78.2 kilograms, height is 5 feet 8 inches tall. Please copy paste normal physical exam template. In addition, extended cardiovascular exam template normal. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, AKG done on today's visit, January 24th, 2013. Shows a ventricular rate of 93, normal sinus rhythm, normal axis, impression of EKG is out of a normal EKG. Next number. Holter monitor. Done on 11/29/2012. Holter monitor showed an average heart rate of 92 beats per minute. Period. Finding significant for ventricular ectopic activity consisting of 344 beats, four were in couplets, 264 in a single PVC, 51 were single VEs, 25 were in big ME. Period. Supraventricular ectopic activity consisted of 4,502 beats, of which 22 were in three runs, 40 in atrial couplets, 3,515 were in single PACs, 921 were in big ME, 4 were in trigeminy. Holter monitor was negative for any atrial flutter or atrial fibrillation findings.
I'm sorry, I'm going too fast for you, but don't worry, I'll check your
dictation. No, I didn't have to go in.
Next number.
I want to give my ticket to his son, you know, I'm going to argue with him.
That's a tough one. I'll
tell him, yeah.
Renal Doppler ultrasound. Done on 12/18/2012. Findings indicated that the aorta appeared normal in size and no evidence of aneurysm. SMA normal based on velocity. Celiac 30 to 49% stenosis based on velocity. Next number. Carotid ultrasound.
Yeah, it's a great.
They're both hot teams, though.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Should be a good one.
Done on 12/18/2012. Findings indicated 1-49% stenosis, carotid arteries bilaterally. Period. The right and left vertebral artery demonstrated antegrade flow. Next number.
Yeah, so who's more turnover prone?
Please copy paste diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic on November 29, 2012, including 2D echo, chest x-ray, blood chemistry, and hematology. Please copy paste. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one.
Yeah, I think the defense is weak, needs a lot of help, but there's a couple of good guys
out there. Syncope. The patient stated on last visit that she suffered from several episodes of near syncope and syncope for which she was hospitalized once. Since the last visit, the patient has not had any episodes of syncope or presyncope. Patient states that she knows when she is about to faint, and she just and after the episodes occur, she wakes up from the fainting and is unaware of what happened to her. Since the last visit, we have performed a carotid ultrasound to rule out any coronary artery stenosis.
They did a piece on them the other night in the room together.
And the findings of the carotid ultrasound done on December 18, 2012. Showed 1 to 49% stenosis bilaterally and right and left vertebral antegrade flow. The impression of the carotid ultrasound is.
You go to a gym over here? Even I take them now. How much does it cost if I then you want to pick.
Unremarkable. In addition, a Holter monitor study was done to rule out any arrhythmias as a reason for her syncope. Findings of the Holter monitor done on 11/29/2012 showed ectopic ventricle and atrial beats. However, the Holter monitor was negative for any findings of atrial flutter or atrial fibrillation.
I know my gentleman's came to me and he said, do you think I work out?
Patient has been suffering from episodes of hypotension in which she was recently on hypertensive medications, and she was discontinued from hypertensive medications back in September. Patient is currently taking midodrine, MIDODRINE, 10 milligrams once a day. Patient states that she takes midodrine on the days of her dialysis to prevent episodes of hypotension leading to her syncope. At this time, we advise the patient to continue on her current medications and to continue to follow up with her dialysis treatment. In addition, there's no other indication to start the patient on any additional medications at this time. We will continue to monitor Ms. Jenkins so long as these issues are of any concern. Period. Next number. Palpitations. Patient stated on her last visit that she has episodes of palpitations that sometimes accompany her syncopal attacks. On today's visit, patient stated that she doesn't have any syncopal attacks since last visit, and she has been experiencing occasional palpitations. on about 1 to 2 times per week that last less than 1 minute in time. Since the last visit, we have assessed the patient's palpitations with a 48-hour Holter monitor, which was done on 11/29/2012. The average heart rate of the Holter monitor findings was 92 beats per minute. The Holter monitor was positive for ventricular ectopic activity. And atrial beats. In addition, the findings were negative for any atrial flutter or atrial fibrillation. At this time, we have decided to manage the patient conservatively. Patient currently takes Midodrine due to her episodes of hypotension. And she is not on any hypertensive medications. She has been informed to notify us of any additional episodes of palpitations. In such circumstance, we will consider starting the patient on a beta blocker or calcium channel blocker if these symptoms worsen. However, as of now, we recommend for the patient to continue on a current medical regimen. Period. Next, number. Hypertension. The patient has a history of hypertension. On today's visit, her blood pressure was 131/92 with no meds taken. On her last visit, her blood pressure was 117/85. The patient has not had any antihypertensive medications since September due to episodes of hypotension, specifically occurring when she's having her hemodialysis done. At this time, we recommend for the patient to continue not taking any blood pressure medications for now, as we will continue to monitor her blood pressure. In addition, the patient had a renal vascular ultrasound study to assess any secondary causes of her hypertension. Findings which were of the study, which was done on 12/18/2012, showed that the aorta appeared normal in size with no evidence of aneurysm. The SMA was normal based on velocity, and the celiac had 30% to 49% stenosis based on velocity. The renal ultrasound is unremarkable. At this time, we recommend the patient continue on her current medical regimen and continue with her dialysis treatment that she is attending to 3 days a week. Next number.
function. So primary and maternal.
Valvular heart disease. The patient has a history of valvular heart disease. She had a 2D echo done on November 7, 2012, which showed moderate tricuspid regurgitation present. We recommend the patient continue on her current medical regimen, and we will continue to follow up with this patient on her next visits. Next number, shortness of breath. Patient has occasional episodes of shortness of breath and dyspnea on exertion. On today's visit, she has no complaints of dyspnea on exertion or shortness of breath. However, she does state that she does have occasional episodes of these symptoms. A stress test was ordered to rule out a coronary artery disease as a reason of her shortness of breath. In addition, a 2D echo was done. The 2D echo showed impaired relaxation, diastolic filling pattern, moderate tricuspid regurgitation present, mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy with low normal systolic function of the left ventricle, mild asymmetric septal hypertrophy with septal thickness 13 to 15 millimeters. We will continue to follow up with the patient. In regards to this matter, and if these symptoms become of any cardiologic concern, we will manage them accordingly. At this time, we recommend for her to continue on her current medical regimen and to follow up with her primary care provider. Period. Next number, end-stage renal disease. Patient has a history of end-stage renal disease, in which she is on hemodialysis for on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Patient currently sees Dr. Goyle as her nephrologist to manage her end-stage renal disease. In addition, her nephrologist has put her on Coumadin 5 milligrams once a day.
So you had how many years there?
Which she states is due to a graft in her left forearm. At this time, we have recommended for the patient to continue on her current medical regimen and have no additional intervention for her end-stage renal disease. We have encouraged the patient to continue and follow up with her nephrologist. Patient is compliant and following up with her nephrologist and her dialysis treatments. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Jenkins. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Jenkins back in our clinic in 3 months or sooner if necessary. In the meantime, she is to follow up with her primary care physician and her nephrologist. Next paragraph. Sincerely, Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Saad, S-A-A-D, dictating, or medical student, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder with all board certifications. This is end of dictation.